The final score from here in Happy Valley, it's Penn State 22 and Wisconsin 10. Along with Ross Tucker, I'm Tom McCarthy. This was a very impressive day for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Not only for McSorley, who was 19 of 25 for 160 yards, but also for Miles Sanders, 23 carries and 159 yards. And let's also talk about the defense. 5 sacks today for the Penn State defense against Wisconsin.
They were better, Tom, up front on both sides of the ball, and they deserve to win the game as a result. They had all kinds of pressure on Cone, and Jonathan Taylor had a good day for Wisconsin, but there were too often third and shorts they weren't able to convert. Meanwhile, for Penn State, the best game for Trace McSorley in a while, the best game for Miles Sanders in a while, as you said. And it's a game they really, really needed to have to feel a little bit better about what's been a disappointing season.
All right, how about also defensively? Gross Matos, Windsor, all these guys up front for Penn State. Sharif Miller, what a game he had also.
That has been a much maligned defensive line. No one has been playing all that great other than Gross Matos. But today, they all played well, and their corners and guys in the secondary did a terrific job. There were a bunch of times where Cone, the Wisconsin quarterback, could not find anybody.
All right, for Wisconsin, they're looking at the division. Northwestern's happy. Purdue is happy because Wisconsin may have cost themselves a chance to go to the Big Ten championship. Meanwhile, for Penn State, they may once again go to a New Year's Day bowl if they can win out in the 2018 regular season.
Well, with games against Maryland and Rutgers, they'll obviously be heavily favored to win those games, and if they get that done, they're 9-3, which is probably where a lot of people thought they might be coming into the year.
22-10, the final score. Penn State has defeated Wisconsin. Remember, you can listen to every college football game we broadcast this season right here on WestwoodOneSports.com.